the attack on a prison officer. It seems to be an attack on a prison officer in East Belfast and some public representatives as well. Chris Little is from the Alliance Party. Chris, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
When you heard about this first thing this morning, what were your first thoughts?
Obviously shocked and sickened. My full support goes to those that have been injured in the attack, and appeal for anyone with information to give that to the police. This is a sickening echo of the past. It's a futile and an evil act of violence, and it will be rightly condemned by the vast majority of people in our community.
Do you know anything about what happened this morning? Have you any further information on it?
The police are making ongoing inquiries, and information is being gathered. It's my understanding, obviously, that a prison officer has been seriously injured, but the injuries are not life-threatening at this stage. And it's important that our entire community expresses its full support for those in our security services that are doing an invaluable job to keep us safe. And we need anyone with information to help the police to bring the people behind this senseless and violent act to justice.
If it is a prison officer who has been targeted, would you immediately, like Gavin Robinson, presume it's a dissident Republican attack, or would you leave your mind open to the possibility that loyalists did it, considering where the attack was carried out?
I think we need to let the police progress their inquiries, but it does have the hallmarks of previous dissident Republican attacks, and indeed the vast majority of people in our community have condemned those actions, and we need anyone with any information whatsoever to bring that forward, because these are futile and reckless acts. They endanger many people, and they have no place in our community and in New Northern Ireland.
No one for a moment is suggesting, even the people who are texting, that attacking someone in an open area is acceptable, so we can lay that to bed. But I'm now going to sort of paraphrase what people are saying. They can't believe that there was an attack in such a built-up area.
A built-up residential area, schools, shops. It's a wholly, wholly reckless attack, Frank. I'm shocked, and as I say, the community, anyone with information, we must redouble our efforts to ensure that the people of this futile, senseless violence are isolated and brought to justice in our community.
I was speaking not so long ago to a man who's involved in the security services, and he was explaining the hassle of checking his car every single morning. He feels he's under threat in the area that he lives, and he genuinely has a routine. It's obviously an important routine if you're working in the security field here.
I have some minor, limited personal experience of those types of procedures myself, Frank, and it is absolutely vital that those doing the invaluable job of protecting us in our security services are well advised in relation to the personal measures that they can take. But it is clear there's a very small minority of people in our community who for some reason still believe that this is the way forward, whenever the vast majority of people in our community are fully support our security services and have rejected this type of senseless violence a long time ago.
Chris Little, thank you for that. Chris Little from the Alliance Party. This is U105. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.